all that cold steel in your mouth.
This is why we have essentially zero female listeners. Unfortunately, we need to go to break, but we're here for you, Tom.
Thomas. Thanks. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Tom slowly lowers the phone and hangs up, ending his radio show interview. He sinks down, depressed, burying his face in his hands. We cut to a scene a few moments later with Tom standing at his desk, marking events on his calendar. He turns around and heads towards the door leading out of his apartment, opening it, only to be frozen in shock as he sees a beautiful lady on the other side.
Oh, hi.
Tom wears a stunned expression.
I'm Melanie. I'm your new neighbor. I just moved in next door.
Melanie smiles pleasantly, but her smile slowly fades to a confused glance as she stares at Tom, expecting him to say something. Instead, he slowly closes the door with a stupefied look on his face.
Bye.
Oh, okay, great. Good start. I guess I can come back later.
Tom nervously looks back and forth between the door and his feet, desperate to come up with a response.
I'm gonna be honest, I have a pretty good hunch you're still standing there.
Tom immediately covers the peephole on his door with his thumb.
Hello?
Tom slowly opens his mouth to speak.
I'm sorry, I'm very busy. Please come back later.
Oh, sure, no problem. Hopefully we can meet soon.
Tom lowers his thumb, then slowly glances out his peephole to see that she is gone. He swallows deeply and then looks down at the floor, clearly disappointed in himself. Text appears on screen reading 3 months ago, as we cut to a flashback of Tom in a library. He walks among row upon row of shelves, stacked with movies for rent, with an occasional yellow sign dividing the shelves by the starting letters. His eyes scan the lower shelves and land on a particular selection, which he bends down to get. From behind, the librarian, another beautiful lady about his age, notices him and slowly approaches Tom before gently speaking behind him.
Hey.
Tom drops a movie he had grabbed.
Do you need help with anything?
Hi. I was just looking around.
Not Harold and Maude again. I love that movie.
Really?
Tom stands up.
Me too. Probably seen it like 300 times, but...
Well, you can tell a lot about a guy by what he rents.
Yeah.
Tom hides a porn behind his back.
Yeah, I've heard that.
He nods, taking the hint that he's supposed to say something.
My name's Thomas.
She smiles.
Hi, Tom.
Tom nods and slowly walks away, again slightly disappointed, but this time giving the slightest of smiles.